Who the fuck are you and why are you here?
I'm Carl Strong, and I'm here to look at bikes and show bikes.
So I'm coming at this from a design and construction perspective in terms of an interview.
Okay.
Where's your booth? We're too far away. Right on the other side here. So you went classic this year?
What do you mean classic?
This bike, it's been making the rounds.
Quick release with caliper brakes. So I had to get these caliper brakes from the Museum of Natural History and Industry because, you know, they don't...
Is this the customer driving this or is it you?
Customer.
Okay.
Yeah, so this bike, the customer is, he's a serious rider. He's been riding all his life. He rides a lot. He understands that bikes don't necessarily need to be stiff. And so he wants a good, compliant, comfortable bike, high-performance bike, and he wants it light. It's 15.5-pound steel frame bike.
How much does he weigh?
He weighs 140 pounds.
This looks about right. It looks comfy. Yeah.
It is. It's comfy. And he rides. He goes all over the world riding.
It's fairly traditional, kind of the stuff that's been done for a while. Is there a special detail here that you think is really special or you like the most?
No. Just not.
Okay. How about let's look at another bike in your booth that really kind of stokes you out on something.
This one. Okay.
What about it?
All right. This is a road bike. It takes up to 32 tires. Now, what stokes me out on this bike is that it's a road bike that takes up to 32 tires. It's not a gravel bike. What makes a road bike different from a gravel bike is that gravel bikes usually have a cyclocross fork or a fork with a high offset. And so to get the right trail figure, they put a slacker head angle on.